Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Thursday. I hope you are blessed, well, and living in perfect health spirit this morning. This morning I'm going to be reading from 2 Timothy 1 and 7. God doesn't want us to be shy with his gifts, but bold and loving and sensible. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. His gift. Every gift from God, the present moment, is his gift. He gave it to us. So the greatest thing that we can do for him is operate in our gift, is to take that gift and give it back to him through the glory of our lives. What we do with our talent, what we do with the Spirit of God that's in us that allows us to say certain things, see certain things, do certain things, and be proactive, God, when we activate the gift that he gave to us. So this morning, I just wanted to encourage you, if you find yourself feeling stagnant or slipping back into old patterns that kept you from operating in your gift and your purpose, pray to God and just ask him to create in you a clean heart and a right spirit within you so that you be able to move forward into all that he's called you to be, so that you be able to fully operate in your gift and press forward into where he's calling you to go. I know it can be hard in our everyday lives with the pressures and the craziness that's going on in the world, but we have to remember that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We are not worldly people. We may be on, but we are not. We're not, because you've heard before, devil's playground. We're not his children, so we're not operating on the devil's playground. We are operating kingdom-wise, so we must operate in our gifts so that we may be able to fully give God back something. We can never repay him back what he's done for us, but we can give him something through us operating in our gifts in love and boldness with courage. Father God, thank you for your breath of life this morning. Thank you, Lord God, for your love, Lord God, that speaks to us, wakens us up, that shakes us, that stirs us up, Lord God. Lord God, continue to allow us to operate in our gifts. Continue to allow us, Lord God, to full impress into who we fully are, Lord God. Every day we understand that we are ever evolving, ever learning, Lord God. Give us the wisdom and the knowledge to know and see who we are in you, to see when you're adding to us, when you're advancing us, so that we may not become stagnant here, Lord God, but we may do all that you call us to do, Lord God. Shake us up, Lord God, when we're being distracted, Lord God, or we're procrastinating, Lord God, or we're not fully walking into who we are in you because of our circumstances. Let us know, Lord God, remind us that our circumstances are only temporary, Lord God. Lord God, show us who we are in you, that we can do greater things in you, Lord God, because your word says that all things work together for good, and we can do all things through Christ that is our strength. So even if we fail in one area, if we apply and activate our gifts, Lord God, allow us to see your greatness in our lives so that we can know that we are what you've called us to do, Lord God. Failure is not final. Allow those, Lord God, who are standing in that, thinking that they failed and that they can't move forward, allow them, Lord God, to know that they may keep pressing, because one, you are a God of second chances and another chance and another chance. Lord God, forgive us when we can't forgive ourselves, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, for those things that we're doing that will crucify us in our own lives, Lord God. Forgive us when we convict and cripple our own selves, Lord God. Lord God, have your way with us like never before. Lord God, let your light shine like never before in our lives, Lord God. Heal us, Lord God. Heal our land. Forgive us, Lord God. Forgive our people. Lord God, create us to be humble people that we may go out, Lord God, and do your will. Lord God, we love you. We thank you. We consider all of these requests done in the name of Jesus. We lift your name on high, Lord God, this morning, and we shout your name, Lord God, with our gifts, with our message of love, our message of hope, our message of faith. Lord God, we thank you this morning for who you are. We give you all the praise, glory, and honor. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Have an amazing day, love. God bless you. Be great, be blessed, be loved, be joy. Operate in your gift. Operate in your talent. If your gift is just the power to speak to someone and give them an ease, give them hope, use that gift. If your gift is to help someone in organizing their life, organizing their business, organizing their purpose, activate that this morning. If your gift is loving on children, don't hold back. Love on them. Love on them like never before. Operate your gift today, love. I love you. God bless you. Be great.